Now, we spoke to Leo from Saw Doctors on Friday, so that put N17 in our heads, and there it is, Tola McKay and the RT Concert Orchestra and her version of N17. We're joined by Galway man, Conor Pope.
Yeah, big fan of the Saw Doctors.
But you weren't always.
No, I wasn't. When I was young and stupid and thought I was cool, when I was in college, I thought, oh no, the Saw Doctors are a terrible band. And I was in a band myself. And actually, the truth turned out to be that I was in a terrible band and the Saw Doctors are a great band. And I have so much time for them. Like, I love, like so many of their... I have this thing, I have a Spotify playlist of the soundtrack of my life, all these songs that have meant something to me from the age of like 4 until now. Yeah. And the Saw Doctors have about 4 songs on my soundtrack. And I just think they're a wonderful band.
We do change though, because when you're young, there's a snobbery around music, isn't
there? Big time. And you're part of a tribe. At least this was what it was like when myself and yourself were young. People were in tribes. And I don't think it's the same, or at least I don't think it's as pronounced nowadays. But when I was growing up, like, there was the Mods, and there was the Rockers, and there was the, you know, the
goths,
indie kids,
the Cure
and
heads,
the Goths,
the Cure,
and all
this
stuff.
Yeah.
And I was very much an indie kid.
Right.
Whereas the Saw Doctors were very much populist. And like my band, like 5 people would be at the concert and they'd all be staring at their shoes slowly shifting around on the floor, whereas in that Saw Doctors gigs you'd have 1,000 people having the crack,
the time of their lives.
I remember seeing them at the Trip to Tip, like, God, in 91 maybe 1990, and they were, I'll never forget when they were playing a song called I think it's called Hay Rap, and all these bales of hay started flying around the crowd, and I was kind of looking at them going, they're just having so much more fun than any band I know.
This is the crack, yeah. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Now, there's strikes in Germany.
There are.
And one of our listeners is stuck in Munich. I'm stuck in Munich until Wednesday. Aer Lingus cancelled our flight, as there are strikes on in German airports. They told us on Saturday and we were due to fly back yesterday. Are we entitled to compensation?
Well, the short answer to that question is no.
Right, of course.
But there's a longer and probably more important answer, because I think sometimes when people are in this scenario, they get the terminology confused, right? Because when I say this person is entitled to compensation, it doesn't mean this person is entitled to nothing. Because there are very strict rules in play when it comes to flight cancellations across the European Union. Mm. And they're all governed by a thing that we've talked about on the show before, which is Flight Directive EU 261. And under EU 261, you're entitled, depending on what's going on. That's my phone.
It is. It's not mine.
Do you know what's actually just happened there? I sat on my keys, which have a thing that causes my phone to ring. So it's not like my phone is on silent, but the phone was ringing.
All right.
Oh, God.
Niamh says, if it's a scam call, could you put them up on air?
I'll just put my keys over there because I keep doing it. Anyway, where was I? So under EU Directive 261, if a flight is cancelled and you're coming into Ireland, an airline has responsibilities to you. Now, nowadays, airlines aren't necessarily always going to be upfront and tell you exactly what they have to do. But it hasn't changed very much since times past. Because in times past, when a flight was cancelled, what would happen is the airline would bus you to a hotel, put you up in a hotel until they could get you home. Nowadays, what tends to happen is the airline will say, your flight is cancelled. And that's kind of it. Now, they have an obligation to tell you what your rights are. Now, in a scenario like this, the person isn't entitled to compensation because the reason for the cancellation is beyond the airline's control. So in the same way that if the flight was cancelled because of a volcanic ash cloud, or if it was cancelled because of storms, or if it's cancelled because of industrial action, the airline can do nothing about that. So it's not obliged to pay you compensation. But it is obliged to do one of 3 things. It has to offer you a refund, full refund of your flight. It has to offer you a rerouting at the next available opportunity. And then if it does offer the rerouting at the next available opportunity, it has a duty of care to you until it can get you home.
So that means accommodation.
So that it doesn't just mean accommodation. It means they have to take care of your hotel expenses, and they have to cover all your meals. They have to cover your taxis to and from the airport, and they have to cover 2 phone calls or indeed 2 faxes.
Do you have to pay for all of these and then claim back?
Here's the thing. Some airlines in some circumstances will have hotels lined up, and when a flight is cancelled, they'll put you in the hotel. But a lot of the time nowadays, what the airlines do is it's almost like you're left to your own devices. Or indeed, if they cancel the flight before you get to the airport, well, then you're not going to go to the airport just to be bussed to an airport hotel. So in this scenario, and I contacted this listener straight away. So what they need to do is they need to keep a record of all of the money they spend from the moment they were due to fly home until the moment they actually fly home. And then they need to send all of those receipts to Aer Lingus, mm-hmm. and Aer Lingus will be obliged to pick up the tag, pick up the tab. Now, there is limitations on it because it's reasonable expenses. Okay. So it's not like you could eat in a 2-star Michelin restaurant and run up a bill of 500 euros and then send that to Aer Lingus, because no airline would be obligated to cover that cost. Similarly, if you were to stay in a 5-star hotel, no airline would be obliged to cover that cost. But they don't, like, the EU directive doesn't say what the reasonable expenses are, but it's a common sense thing.
And they're at the airline's discretion then, are they?
Well, not really. No. I mean, like, there isn't a kind of a ceiling on, okay, the hotel must cost 120 euros. Or
but you say, for example, this person is staying in a hotel and they continue to stay in that hotel and it happens to be a 5-star hotel.
You could probably argue that toss
on that one,
but you know, having said that, the airline might say, well, hang on a second, that's above and beyond what we're prepared to pay. But the important thing is that you keep the receipted expenses, because without the receipts, nothing that you do will be entertained. And then when you send them to the airline, and the same process works for every single scenario. It doesn't matter if it's Aer Lingus or Ryanair or British Airways or Lufthansa or whoever it is. If you send them to the airline, and then they have a period of time in which they can reimburse you. And if they don't reimburse you, then you can contact the Commission for Aviation Regulation, and then they can intervene on your behalf.
And what if this person has to be back in the country before Wednesday?
Well, this is the thing. They're not entitled. Let's say if they lose a day's work,
yes,
or 2 days' work or whatever it might be, they're not entitled to compensation. But one of the things that this person could consider is if they could get another flight with another airline and fly home, precedent would suggest that Aer Lingus or whoever it might be would have to pick up the tab for that other flight. Now, I was checking whether, because I thought, okay, well, as you noted there, Germany, there's a lot of industrial unrest, yes, in Germany over the cost of living crisis, because the transport workers across Germany, trains, planes, all of the rest, are on strike for 24 hours because inflation in Germany is as bad as it is here, and they want their wages to increase to match inflation. So in that sense, I thought, OK, this might have impacted all airports. But I contacted Ryanair and I contacted Aer Lingus, and Aer Lingus told me that the only flight impacted today is the flight from Munich.
Right.
So it's just unfortunate.
Aha, right. Okay.
And similarly, Ryanair I looked at the Dublin airport arrivals and there's no other flights coming in from Germany that have been cancelled. So it's not a widespread issue as yet. So the person could probably make their way from Munich to Berlin or wherever it might be, get another flight home, and then similarly keep the receipts and send those
and
to.
So they get reimbursed and they'll get their flights paid for.
Well,
I mean, they're a win-win.
If they booked an alternate,
yes,
flight,
yes,
well, then they would get that covered. But that would be it.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So it's not like they would get their hotel accommodation, right, or whatever it might be. But the bottom line is that they are not entitled to compensation. And it's really important in all your dealings with an airline, doesn't matter what airline it is, that in scenarios like this, you don't say, I'm entitled to compensation. Because what happens then is the staff reading the mail or the correspondence that you send will look at the word compensation and say, compensation doesn't apply.
Yes.
And they would put a strike through it. And then you just have to, the process just gets very slow.
Okay. You have about 20 seconds. What's your top shrinkflation thing that you got during the week? Is there?
I got lots of them. Shampoo. I think one of the top brands of shampoo, I think Pantene, it's fallen from 450 to 400 millilitres in the bottle. Looks like it's the same size. But again,
same price.
That's what people are saying.
A great article on shrinkflation by Conor Pope in the Irish Times today. You can read it online. Conor, thanks so much. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.